All right, everyone, welcome. Hello, aloha, bienvenue. This is Amanda Moxley, and I want to welcome you. So huge, big-hearted welcome to week number four already. Week number four in this gorgeous, glorious, healthy, wealthy biz school 90 Days to Pop Your Biz program. And this week is a very juicy week because we're going to talk about snuggling up with your ideal client to create your dream business. Ooh, I love this topic. And once you figure out like this whole ideal client situation, you are going to pop. You're going to feel it in your solar plexus. You're going to just feel so connected to this ideal client, which in turn equals money. And money is going to easily come on into you with ease and joy and grace and in perfect ways. So I really want to set an intention for today. I've been reading some really great books this weekend, and just been reading some great books with you all in mind. And I've been reading The Game of Life and How to Play It, which is an excellent book, which is actually in your resource section. I recommend you read that. And also a new book that I've reading is called The Nature of True Prayer by F.L. Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N. And this is just, these are really great books for manifestation. And I read in Florence Goldschin's book, two things that were so powerful this weekend. And I know that all of you are building these juicy businesses and you have these huge money goals and your soul money goal, and you have this life that you desire for yourself. And I want you to know that in divine mind, there is only completion. Therefore, whatever you want, it is already done. It is done, it is done, it is done. And you get to really get to that place of being vulnerable enough to allow yourself to receive it. Of course, in this program and in these, you know, couple months here, you are really working hard because you're like men at work here. You know, you are like building that foundation. You're digging the trenches. You're digging the trenches. You're working hard. You're getting muscles that you've never had before and you never knew existed. New muscles with your wealth consciousness, new muscles in your money story, new muscles in your receiving and in your vulnerability and in your visibility, and just working hard to lay down these structures that I'm presenting for you. And so there's two pieces, you know, that hard work piece, but once you build it, you're going to have that foundation for the rest of your life. In fact, the website I have right now, I've had that website since 2009. And I worked my butts off, and I'm clearly due for an updated website. But the point is that I've been able to create a multiple six-figure business based on that foundation 4+ years ago. And there is so much work in that, the processes that you're doing right now with finding your voice and creating your system and creating all these marketing, A to Z nuts and bolts, soup to nuts foundations I'm teaching you, but your voice will come out through that, and you're gonna learn so much every week in these processes. And the key is not to get stuck and not to wait until it's perfect. You know, I was actually just talking, I had a one-on-one client before our call today, and you know, she's been afraid to actually go out and promote herself as a health coach because she still has some unhealthy habits. And so she's kind of doesn't feel authentic. And I just said, you know, you don't have to be Jesus right now. And I thought it was such a good insight. Like, we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be, like, our ultimate highest self. If we all were waiting to be our ultimate highest self, then we never would get our gifts out there. Like, what if Oprah was still waiting to lose 50 pounds before she went, or whatever it is, 20 pounds, 10 pounds, to get out there and be on stage and have her own show? I mean, we have to get over ourselves and start with what we have and share with what we, you know, do the best from where we are with what we have, with what we've got, and really be the channel. So you don't have to be perfect. You just have to do it. JFD, I just F and do it. And know that your dream is complete in divine mind. Okay, and the other piece I wanted to share.
The moderator has left the conference.
I got kicked off of my own line. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me? Like, I got kicked off.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm back. And I'm back with a vengeance, people. All right. Okay, I guess I probably have to start this recording. Good thing I have